Good evening, everyone, and my name is Spencer Rogers. I am the host of Somewhat Radio. I know this has been 3 weeks since my last real update to Somewhat Radio, and I apologize. I really do apologize for that. I've been busy with cabin trips, with school, especially school recently, in the past 3 weeks or so. I've also been studying for my permit, which while I will be hopefully taking, my test for that on the 26th of October this month, which is this month, so, yeah, I'm gonna be taking my permit test for my so I can try and get my license, and this is something I've been determined to do since I was little, and something I've been really, really excited about, and I feel bad for anything, any off quality, more than normal, partly because I am not sitting at my desk, but at a different spot in my bedroom office. So, and usually that does not help anything because A, I'm in my bedroom office. So yeah, overall, this is what I'd have to say. I apologize for not doing it, but I promise that I will get back into doing podcast updates on the regular again. Podcast updates, I think the podcast updates at this point are regular podcasts, and at this point the long-awaited real episode will not be coming until the summer. Why I say this is because the summer I need longer podcasts because I really have nothing else better to do and I have time to actually write a script. Well, here I will just talk about something that pops to mind, and in this week's episode I'm doing just that, apologizing for not being able to continue my podcast throughout the past 3 weeks. Now, I do have to say this, my iPhones are a bit annoying. They're not just a bit. They are annoying. Why? I'll tell you why. They are annoying for the reason that if you plug in an adapter, because I'm doing this on my iPhone this week, as always, I need to plug in external speakers that are powered. And then plug that in, so that way I can listen back to the audio, but also so I don't get any crackly noise feedback, because that's what I get if I plug in regular headphones. And then in order to listen to anything with headphones, I gotta plug headphones into the speakers, which I don't mind, it's just mildly irritating. Majorly, it's way beyond irritating. It's frustrating and gives me a headache when I'm like, why isn't this working? Anyway, back onto the topic. The cabin is now closed for the winter. We have closed it down for the winter by taking out anything with batteries, anything that has gas in it, such as chainsaw, leaf blower, we're actually taking home gas cans that have gas in it, anything like that. And with the tractor, as everyone knows that if they've been listening and paying attention to my podcasts, I have had to do winterize the tractor for the winter. Meaning that I had to take out the gas from the tank, which means I had to unbolt the tank from the tractor and dump the tank of gas into a gas can of sorts. Anything that had gas in it that wasn't two-stroke engines, so that way the ratio wouldn't be off. But I had a gas can for the tractor specifically designated for the tractor. But overall, I think it'll be nice for the winter not having to go to the cabin, partly because it gets cold. It does get cold. Especially since I like to sleep in the sleeping cabin because it's a smaller building. It's right next to the bathroom, so if I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I don't gotta open the cabin door. I don't gotta walk across the porch, which is open air. Although it's a whole huge screened-in porch, which it's lovely to sit out and look out into the nature and whatnot. But it's not pleasant to get up in the middle of the night just to go to the bathroom. Especially if it's freezing cold. And I know it's that time of year where it doesn't matter because A, winterization, and B, I'm not going to use the toilet because for obvious reasons. And right now we've been using a camping cassette style toilet, porta potty, basically. That's what it is. Basically what it's called is a porta potty. And it's meant for camping, but yeah, an actual toilet you can use and sit on. And it's better than you walking out in the middle of the woods and using the outhouse. In my opinion, that is better, having the porta potty in the cabin. But still, I'd prefer to sleep right where the bath next to the room with the bathroom, because if I gotta get up in the middle of the night, I'd rather walk through a frigid building, or through a frigid building, than I would through a frigid outdoor porch. Although, that doesn't stop me from going into the other cabin making a fire, which, actually, this Sunday, I mean not Sunday, Saturday, this Saturday morning, I woke up at 3 a.m. because my body was shocked awake due to the cold. It got fairly cold throughout the night, and in the morning as well, but I just got too cold for me and my body when I was asleep, so I woke up to get myself warm. It's basically that primal instinct, wake up, you're cold, too cold, you need to get warm. That instinct just came in, and I knew what to do. We had a propane heater that ran off 20-pound cylinders, which are mainly used in camping stoves for, if you know what a 20-pound cylinder is, and if you've ever used it for camping, maybe not even for camping. Some propane grills use it, and they're not meant for camping; they're meant for home usage as well. But I'm just saying, we used to own one before it got just too blah to use, meaning that it's rusted through. But overall, I have to say, I ran out of propane in the cylinder, and I knew we had more laying around the cabin somewhere. I just didn't want to look around for it, continuing to get colder and colder. So I just decided to go out to our woodshed that had plenty of wood, start a fire at 3 in the morning to get warm. And yes, that's basically what I did, is I woke up at 3 in the morning just to make a fire. Now, I know that's not too bad of a thing to do, to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning just for a fire. Including at 3 o'clock in the morning when it's raining, I'd say I did pretty good at starting a fire, getting myself warm. Because I took a small power nap, probably didn't wake up until 5 or 4 when the fire started to die down, and I went and got some more wood into it to brighten it up. And through that, even through that, I warmed up the cabin for when we came up throughout the day to pack up, to winterize it for the winter, take out food, take out food, take out anything that mice could get into, pretty much. Because it's just a seasonal building, as I said. We use it throughout the. We can use it throughout the fall, but if it's like Okay, let me just start off in the beginning of the seasons. So, the road the cabin is on, it closes December 1st and opens April 1st. So, in between December and April, the road is closed, essentially. But it is fine to get through the road if there is such things as if there happens to be a mild winter and there isn't much snow, and you can still get up the road and the road is clear, because here in New York we have had those few mild winters that are like spring and winter at the exact same time, which isn't too bad. But this year, we might have a more heavy winter, so to say. And that's not too bad within itself. It's just not good for cabin weather. So, for that reason, we close up the cabin, especially if the fall starts off and it becomes a harsh fall. If it's a light fall or mild fall, yes, we can leave the cabin open until November even. November is, when I was younger, we would go down in November and we'd go down for a cabin trip from Friday night, Saturday night, all the way up till Sunday, and we'd come home. Sadly, we're not able to do that anymore due to me delivering papers, so you gotta come home so I can do them Sunday morning, which completely and utterly sucks, but I gotta do it. But hey, that's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I don't care about it. It's fine. It's nice. It's there. But I mean, the mild falls is the fall weather I really enjoy, because you can stay down at the cabin, it's nice flannel weather, sweatshirt weather, because if you're wearing a flannel, you don't really need a sweatshirt, but it's nice to have if you need to sleep and you have different sleeping attire that's not a flannel material or a flannel itself. So it's really just up to you what you want to wear for the cabin season and for mild or soft falls. I really don't know what to call lighter fall weather. I feel like soft, mild, and harsh are the best descriptive words for this. I know it may not be grammatically correct. I don't have good grammar, so that's something you can take me out on and take to the bank that yes, things I say may not fit well with grammar, proper grammar, but for what I'm trying to convey and say, it may make sense. To me, it does at least. So if it's a soft fall, a soft to mild fall, it's nice, but it's been a harsh fall. The beginning of toward the end of September to the beginning to mid October, we've already started seeing some light blanketing of snow, which means we are gonna have a fair bit of snow this winter, and I don't mind that at all. But it just means cabin season has to close early this year due to the fact that there are possibilities of snow. And I know it's nice to have fire and snow, but if you gotta travel through the country, up country roads, it's not worth getting your car stuck and walking to the cabin just to light a fire and enjoy it, and then just to go home by doing the same process And especially if you're lugging your suitcase that has your change of clothes for the next day, your pajamas, toiletries, and then you gotta lug coolers that have your food in it to keep it good through your trip for your feet. Like, I don't know how many miles it is from where I am to the cabin, but a decent hour, pretty much, I think, from here in my cabin, depending on which way you take. And that's not too bad, it's just the truth. You gotta have, in order to really, what I think, to enjoy it, you gotta have the right weather. And if it's a harsh fall, like how it's been right now, where when you wake up at like 3, 4 in the morning and there's a light blanket of snow on the ground, but it's gone by 6. Well, it may not be gone by 6 at all. It may be gone by 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning. But if it's still there for that, you know you're gonna have a harsh fall and you're gonna have a mild to harsh winter anyway. So close the cabin up for the season instead of waiting toward the end of October, which would have been nicer. But sadly, you can't. And that's all that matters. You're doing what makes the most sense to pack up. Because we had to pack up everything with batteries, we had to pack up all the food, as I've already previously said. And then you gotta pack up anything that can freeze and that isn't good for anything there, such as paint, because I was painting the trailer that we have for the tractor. I painted the sides a decent orange, so you can see them. I gotta still do the longer sides with primer and the actual paint color. But other than that, not really much I gotta do. But still, I left a half can of primer there, so I have to. I think it has been taken care of, but it doesn't change the fact that it was there and needed to be taken care of, get out of there before the winter so it didn't freeze. And that's what we gotta do. You gotta do what you gotta do, even though it's sad and you don't wanna do it. Empty out the water from the pump house so that way the tank it doesn't freeze in the tank. And then you gotta take home batteries for the battery for the tractor, 'cause that's a battery. The BioLite Solar Home battery bank part, the important charge controller that houses the battery, and you need to take home that solar panel, so, 'cause that's the only way to charge it. But that's you got. Like I said, you gotta do what you have to do to winterize, and if it means early closing for the cabin, you gotta do it. And I'm sad that we can't. Might not even go back for the rest of the year. We may. There's always that slight chance that we may have one or two visits left throughout the year. But for the most part, we're not. We're not indeed going anywhere. So if I have to say this, it's enjoy things while you can. Don't worry about other things, although you should, because you don't want to fall behind in something just because you're enjoying something too much. But enjoy something to its full potential while you can. And I've been enjoying going down to the cabin because I haven't been down there for, I don't know, it's been 10 years since the last time I've had cabin trips. And I took advantage of going this summer since August for the main reason that I wanted to go. I hadn't been in so long. Last year, I only took one or two trips, and that was with my grandmother, and I really enjoyed them. I really enjoyed the trip that I had with my grandmother and little sister, and I really missed it. I really did. I just couldn't get enough, and I was sad when we couldn't go anymore because the one cabin trip we took, it was me, my grandmother, and my little sister. And then another trip we took throughout the year I don't know if it's later in the year or whatnot, but it's for my it was we did a f a we did a nice big family thing. My family stayed up in the cabin, and my c two of my cousins were there, and on my dad's three were from my dad's side of the family, so my uncle, one of my uncles, cause but my only uncle that really has kids that I know of, that I know of at least, is on my dad's side, because it's my dad's brother. But still, those cousins, they were there. They slept with my grandparents down in the RV, because there's a spot where my grandparents parked the RV across from the driveway, because the driveway is too steep to get the RV up. And even if they could get the RV up the driveway, they probably wouldn't do it, because it's just rock and dirt for the driveway. So it's not even worth driving the RV up there to get it stuck, because it sunk in the mud due to a light or heavy rainstorm that happened. So where the RV sits, it's a nice spot. It won't get stuck. And if it does, it'll be easy to get out, because it's, for the most part, flat, compacted, and whatnot. So it's a good spot. But still, and those were like the only two trips we took down, besides another the first trip we had with my nephew, when that's his first trip ever before my niece was born. And then recently we went down from and we had a family event, not really a family event, but my parents, yeah, I think it was a day trip, maybe. Yes, that was. It was a spontaneous day trip we took down to the cabin, because my little sister, something happened that day, and it upset my little sister. And to cheer her up, we decided, because we were either gonna go to where my grandparents live, or go to the cabin. And because my grandparents happened to be down at the cabin, we met my grandparents down at the cabin, and we had our lunch. We talked, we chatted, we did things. And that was my niece's first trip down to the cabin ever. And it's just, the cabin is a lovely place to be. It's a nice, quiet spot for the family. Something that we all need is a quiet spot in life to just relax, forget about the world, forget about the internet, forget about what's going on around us. Yes, we may have the modern technologies. Especially when I was younger, we never had these. We did have smartphones, we did. But they were, oh God, Windows Mobile. That's how Windows Mobile, very early versions of Android, and of course the original iPhone. Those were the phones that were out when I was young, around those times. So we were still using flip phones, because those are the cheapest phones, and those are the phones that everyone had, because cheap price and whatever. But the cabin is just a place to relax and whatnot. And I was also delaying the inevitable, because I knew that toward the end of October we were gonna have to close up the cabin for the winter. And it did happen, and I didn't want to worry about a podcast. I was thinking about it. I've been thinking about it. I thought about it every time I got home from the cabin for the past 3 weeks. I thought about it, but I like set it and forget it, because I know. And then I then I did say it to myself after last weekend. You know, what would be better is if I just didn't do a podcast till the week I wasn't going down anymore. For the season, at least. With that being said, I think it's time to say farewell for the evening. Until next week, this has been Somewhat Radio, a Say What Now podcast update, which actually, I think this will be what I'm doing from now on. It's just Say What Now updates until June. That sounds about right. I won't be doing any more real podcasts until June. So I'll just be adding Say What Now as a thing to it, because this is my real show is Somewhat Radio, and I actually want to put real effort into it. These things I haven't. They're just whatever pops my head. But that's all that matters. So I'm going to sign off for the night, and I'll talk to you ladies and gentlemen next week on Friday or Saturday, whichever day I'm able to get to this. So yeah, overall, thank you, and I'm tired, and I'm going to go to bed. So, in case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.